Hey there, people. This is Steven from MemeAndMeaning.com. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about crying and why you should cry every single fucking day of your life. Why I do, why it's so often overlooked, and how it can lead us to living a more fulfilling life. Crying. This one, I think, is so crucial, and I've noticed how it's been so, it's shifted my quality of being. You know, every day, you know, I don't mean without fail, I mean, the goal every day is to wake up. One of the first things I do, so I sit down, perhaps I look at some pictures of the people I love, my parents. I turn on some emotionally provoking music, something really meaningful, and I just contemplate the fucking end of them. I think about how they're going to die. I think about how I'm going to die. I think about how I may not connect with them as I would hope. And what would that feel like to be in that situation, to have your parents, for example, and to never actually connect with them fully on a really human level, to never connect and say, wow, what the fuck did you guys wish you didn't do? And what did you throw away that could have been the most valuable thing in your life? What did you miss out on? Like, I think a lot of us, right, in society, our parents don't, they're so scared to get real. And they're so, in one sense, deluded by the culture, but just scared, right? And there are no adults. There are just older-looking children. Right? And we all got thrown into this. They ended up having a kid. How do they tell the kid all their regrets, all of their stupid decisions, all the things that perhaps they're ashamed of? You know, the parenting is just one example, but at the core of this, it's really just realizing that this isn't going to last forever. Right? Your relationships with the people you care about, the activities you enjoy, your capability to do things you enjoy, to think about things, to go outside and run up a trail, to watch a butterfly land on a fucking flower, like all this stuff, simple as it may be, is so, so ephemeral, and as is all else. But if you look at what the top regrets are of the elderly, it's, you know, things like, I wasn't myself. I cared about what other people thought of me and let that dictate my actions. I didn't spend enough quality time with the people I loved. I didn't have an impact. I didn't give back. I didn't do something positive for the world. I didn't make a change. I stayed stagnant. I didn't do what I really wanted. I didn't say the things I wanted to say. I didn't stand up for what I believed. I didn't make it known that I really cared. I didn't make it known that there was a fucking person here. And I had something to contribute, and I had something to share. So when I sit down every morning and I just take 10 minutes, you know, if you do longer, great, but that's how I get myself to do it. And then I find a lot comes out of that. And I ended up nine times out of 10, bawling. I just end up with my fucking head in my hands, just crying. And it's not tears of sorrow, it's tears of everything. It's a whole spectrum. In one sense, it's tears of joy, the amount of happiness and time well spent with people, how much I cherish relationships, how much I cherish things I can do, and how much I want to prepare myself to let them go, because they will go without failure. Everything will fall away. And so what are you doing to prepare for that? What are you doing to make sure you don't let that go to waste? So that when, I'll just speak from my example, so that when my parents die, have I fully sat down with them, asked them all there is to know about their life, asked them what they wanted to do, what they didn't do, what do they want from me, what do I want, and can I share that authentically with them? Can I sit down and say, look, you guys are going to die one day, and I love the absolute fuck out of you more than anything, and I want us to be able to part ways with a level of satisfaction and contentment unparalleled. At peace. That's the goal, is to just be at peace and know, yeah, I really savored that person or that thing, and another way to look at it, and in many ways, it's perhaps more crucial, is the relationship to yourself. So can you like look at a picture of yourself from not too long in the past, or even when you were a child or anything, and just look back at the sorrow that you've been through, the suffering, because you've been through it, and no one gets away from that. Can you look back at yourself and just think like, fuck, if I could have saved you so much trouble, I would. If I could have seen that I was holding myself back, that I was not listening to myself, that I was throwing myself under the bus, kicking myself in the gutter. Look back and see that you had the best intentions, or at least you started that way, and along the path, life happened, and it swept you away, and you did things you wouldn't ever dream of doing again. You put yourself through circumstances and emotional trauma that you wouldn't wish upon anyone. You know, I look back at myself, and I look back at myself and I think about how much I just fucked myself over and I hated myself so much. Because of what? Because I cared about what people thought of me, and I thought I wasn't good enough, and I felt like I just wasn't worthy on any level. So I drowned myself in my addiction. And for me, that really manifested as food and as this intense self-loathing. And that's going to manifest for you in different ways. But in any case, it's this horrendous suffering of just absolute self-hatred. Of wanting to not be around. Thinking that the world would be a better place if you weren't in it. And, you know, I take this time and I look at a picture of myself. I'll just contemplate where I was. And not that I'm perfect now, but I could see that progress that I've made. And I could just weep over it. You know, again, tears of joy, tears of pain, tears of knowing this, in one sense, is what I had to go through. Like, I wouldn't be the same person, and you wouldn't be the same person if we didn't go through our intense times of struggle and discomfort. And we really needed that to take us to where we are now, to have a little more insight, a little more wisdom into what's meaningful in life. Have a little bit more of a clue as to what's not meaningful, as to what's not adding value to our lives. And so we end up decluttering and getting shit out and casting out the people and the things that don't serve our highest fulfillment. And we understand that service is going to be the key. And then there's so many steps and so many ways to go, but can we look back and can we look upon our current situation, our past situation, our current relationships, how we would like relationships to turn out? And can we really consider those on a deep human and perhaps spiritual level? And just cry for what they bring to life. And not hold it back, but savor it. Because through that, through those moments of crying and of suffering in some sense, you really cherish everything else in your life. The Stoics, they call, you know, the term now coins negative visualization. We can call it that, but I feel like that doesn't do justice to the whole exercise, to the whole practice, to the whole state of being. So it's this practice of taking time out, whether that's in silence or with some music that's really deep and heartfelt. You know, I feel I have such an amazing connection to music personally as a musician, and as I think, you know, just about all of us are such avid music lovers. And how can we use that to shift our state into a better way of life? You know, all of this ultimately is about feeling better. You know, we don't have a problem when we're happy, when we're fulfilled. It's when we have all these quote-unquote negative emotions. And so if we can use music as a tool to shape this practice into a more meaningful experience, then by all means, go for it. It's fucking phenomenal. The amount of love and adoration and work and flow that goes into music from artists who really care about it is such a gift. Such a gift. And so we could take these moments every day, preferably in the morning after we get up, so we can really try to do it the quiet mind, or at least quieter mind, and sit down. Realize we're going to lose the people we love. Imagine it. Like, it's happening right there. What are your last words going to be? How are they going to go? Like, what would you wish you have said? Take time to think about the worst outcome to come out of that. You know, that you didn't connect with those people, that you didn't do what you wanted to do. Think about the best. Like, you did connect and you did do the things you want to do. You did say the things you wanted to say. And just sitting and visualizing all that, it's such a transformation of state. And you get overwhelmed with gratitude and compassion and understanding for people and their fallibility. You really, when you take this action to yourself, you develop immense compassion for yourself and your past situations, your dire situations. And just setting the intention beforehand and during that, look, I want to connect on some level to the deepest parts of myself, to what's meaningful. So if that brings about crying, if that brings about just silence and frustration, then that'll be it. I'll take it, and I'll keep setting that intention. I'll keep doing this practice and devote time to it to really live well. Because what else is there? Like, what is all this for if it's not to live well? If it's not to think back at the end of the day and reflect that, yeah, this is how I wanted to spend this time. This is the people I wanted to spend this time with, the things I wanted to be doing, giving back. And so if you haven't done this practice, I highly, highly recommend it. If you're doing it, fan-fucking-tastic. Either way, though, we need more people connecting to themselves on that level and to the people they care about. So share it, talk about it, just go wild with it. And on a side note, meditation out of this time is fantastic. I just sit down after this, just breathe, just be. And it's just this. All right, that's all I got to say for today. Talking about crying, have at it. Cry every day like a man. No, I mean, this culture just needs to get over the fuck with this false masculinity thing. But I digress. So have a good week. I'm going to be putting more of these out. I want to. Later. All right, everyone. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Hope you got something of value from that. Hopefully you take this information and you take action. Right? This practice is so profound, so moving, and I hope you take some time to contemplate your life, reflect on the finite nature of what you care about. So, cherish life, do what you want to do, follow the meaning, and drop me a line, tell me what you find valuable here, what you don't find so valuable. It's a great discussion, and like, share, subscribe, check out my website at memeandmeaning.com, or not, do whatever the fuck you want to do. That's what I want you to do. Have a good one. Be kind out there.